Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What if you said thank you because there's something that's off
for communicating with me,
and it's a little tap on the shoulder, and it's like, hey, waving my hand, and just like you would run towards your screaming baby, even though it's dreadful to hear and stressful inside our core, and then probably I'm going to help her to stop crying, but what if I can't? Sometimes you don't.
Right.
You will never question running towards your crying baby.
100%.
Never.
Welcome to the Becoming Her podcast with me, Nikki Spolstra. This is a space where we explore the human experience and the challenges, obstacles, and resiliency that shape who we are. Alongside expert guests and featured friends, I am here to host meaningful conversations that tackle life's complex challenges with humor, grace, and a little bit of sass. You are here for a reason, for the collective growth, so we may deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
Absolutely.
Men need to know. Grandmas need to know. The moms who came before us that think like, oh, well, I did it this way. And it was no, you need to know too, babe.
Right, right.
So what do we do about that?
It's such a good question. It's such a good question. Because I think when we hear of something like this, you know, that there's physical and emotional trauma and tissues and we need to release it, immediately our brains are going to reach for, yeah, well, I had knee surgery when I was 15 and I didn't need any emotional help.
Right.
So yes, and both can be true.
Yeah.
I will say that sitting in your own truth and honoring your intuition is the only way to live. And I think it's so phenomenal that we're meeting today and you changed your podcast name, which I would love for you to touch on for a moment because it's going to resonate so well. I can tell you, after almost 20 years of working on people's bodies for any kind of physical problem, your body is trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
And so wouldn't it be brilliant if we could instead, when we have a pain, instead of being angry, frustrated, scared, what is this? Is this going to get worse?
Yeah.
Am I broken?
Am I broken?
What if you said, thank you. Thank you because there's something that's off.
For communicating with me.
And it's a little tap on the shoulder. And it's like, hey, waving my hand.
Yeah.
I need attention.
Yeah.
And just like you would run towards your screaming baby,
right?
Even though it's dreadful to hear and stressful inside our core. And then probably I'm going to help her to stop crying, but what if I can't? And sometimes you don't.
Right.
You will never question running towards your crying baby.
100%.
Never. 100%. We do when our pubic bone hurts.
Deal with it.
You deal with it. You take meds. You ignore it.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you get angry about it. Then you try to have someone come in here. Can you just push harder? And can you just like fling it out of there? Maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe we just need to lean into it and listen.
Yeah.
And say, hey, girl, what are you trying to tell me?
Right.
Because I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here for it.
So I think like what you were mentioning about the podcast rebrand and everything, I started my podcast 1 year after getting sober. And I was really like, I was thriving in my sobriety through the power of community. Mm. I was having deep and meaningful conversations with people. And I believe that the power of community is what saved my life. Yeah. Because I was going down a really, really dark path where I was severely depressed. I did not like my life anymore. And I wasn't going to be able to live that way. And you know, at that time where I started learning a lot about myself, listening to my intuition, listening to that little voice inside of me that was like, Nikki, you can't do this to yourself anymore. Like, you can't do this. Like, you're going to die. Like, you are going to die. Like, your soul is dying and it's just a matter of time before your body meets you there.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I realized the power of community, and that's really why I started the Know with Nikki Spo, right? And it was about helping people and telling stories about coming to the deep sense of inner knowing within ourselves. And over time, you know, I did my own work and I've been through a lot since then. And I realized that I want to be on a continuous level up in my life, right? I don't think that I'm ever going to reach whatever it is. I think that, like, I am becoming and becoming and unbecoming and continuing to become and redirecting and changing and offering myself the space and grace to change. And so there's a continuous feeling of, like, I'm continuously becoming her. And so I started a women's community, an online exclusive women's community. And I called it Becoming Her. And I was like, this is a fucking brilliant, brilliant name, right, for this, because it really embodies everything that I'm about. And then I was like, wait a second, the podcast is really, like, the heart and soul of where this all started. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to get things in alignment. And so that's where it is. We are now the Becoming Her podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's for everybody. It's not just for women who are leveling up. It's for people, really, to understand the human experiences and the human experience and the complexities of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have these, like, really special episodes. Sometimes I have these featured friends, and then other times I have experts like yourself come on. But ultimately, like, we're focused on giving information in a way that is easy, accessible, fun, light, a little bit of sass, sometimes a little bit of humor, yeah. You know, but ultimately we're having, like, these meaningful combos, like the one that we're having today, to help people level up, because, like, every woman deserves to feel great in her own body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you don't, becoming a mother doesn't mean you died. Like, and I think a lot of women actually feel that way. Like, I became a mom, and now my sex appeal is dead. Like, now I am just mother. Now I am no longer the sexual goddess of my youth. I'm like, I don't know about you, but I'm trying to die having sex one day. Like, when I'm old, I'm like, I want to die fucking. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm like,
I believe you.
I'm like tapped into goddess energy where I'm like, she's not dead. Yeah. She's becoming her forever.
Right.
And ever. So I want to talk about how movement is healing for the body and why it's so important for us women especially to utilize movement as a form of healing.
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you had to choose a secondary ailment to pregnancy, something that commonly occurs during that season, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Back pain.
Back, okay. Yeah. Sciatic nerve.
Okay. And then how about
fatigue?
Yep. Yeah. Massive fatigue.
Fatigue. Lethargy. Yeah. Lethargy? Lethargy?
Lethargy.
Lethargy.
I'm going to vote that. Yeah.
We'll go for lethargy.
Yeah. And then what psychological components will come along with those?
Feelings? I mean, I don't know. For me, I'm like, I'm fat. Like, and it's so fucked up because I'm like, no, bitch, you're growing a baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you're getting heavier because you are growing a human, and this is normal.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't like this change. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what's happening? Like, it's like the fear of the unknown. It's also like the fear of the unknown.
Yes.
For me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can't control this. I'm like, I am out of control.
Yeah.
My balance is thrown.
Yeah.
Can't even, I was a professional dancer. I'm like, I can't balance right. What?
Right, right.
What?
Like, I can't even stand on one foot. I used to be able to do cartwheels. Yep. Yeah. So much psychological unrest.
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 Listen, we have life growing in us.
Boss bitches.
It is beyond miraculous.
It really is. I could cry right now. I'm sorry. Right? Like, I just wanted to, boss bitch. Good cry. I'm not kidding.
It's just divine. I mean, it's unreal.
It really is.
We also suffer tremendously because of the thoughts that we have in our head.
Yeah.
Those thoughts are largely connected to how our body is feeling in the moment. Just like we just said, if your pubic bone is killing you, you're going to immediately be scared. I mean, it sucks. The experience of I had that with my second pregnancy. It was brutal. It took me to my knees a couple of times.
Gosh.
Is not for the faint at heart.
No.
when we get stuck in those thoughts of, oh my gosh, this hurts, I can't really move, now I'm that annoying woman who's complaining and like her husband's not even going to want to look at her because he's like, oh, here she comes again, the back pain, the ankle swelling,
the
or whatever.
Whale.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I need to cut my shit with like physical appearance. Like truly, that's a trauma response, whatever. That's another show.
You know, it's okay to not like how you look at 39 weeks pregnant. I mean, my face was puffy. My nose was like from cheek to cheek.
My nose.
My ass was for days. Like, it's fine.
I would be happy to have an ass for days. My gosh. Yeah. I was like, I had arms for days. I had arms that looked like thighs. I was gosh.
You have zero definition in your body. Zero.
It's like cellulite. It's just like, I'm just like, when did that
Homer
happen?
Simpson, just massive curves.
Wait. Before that though, like I'm not like 26 weeks is like such a sweet spot. I'm like totally. Wearing the tight dress. I'm like, my bump is cute and little.
Yeah. Tight.
And tight.
Mm-hmm.
Your face is still the same.
Yeah.
She's cute. She's cute. She's a pregnant goddess.
Yes.
She's 39 weeks. You're like,
yeah. You're like, can you put my sock on? Come here. I'm like, come put this on my foot.
Go, please.
I can't bend. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, for sure.
So movement.
So you're in this place where you're hurting, you're not feeling great. Depression, anxiety are just owning you.
Owning.
Now.
I like to be owned in different ways. Not that way.
Not what I would raise my hand for.
No.
So I have a family member who was massively depressed for all of the pregnancies that she went through. And I remember her saying, somebody told her to smile. And she said, this is generations ago. I know. The things that our ancestors have endured for our sake is unreal. So ladies, don't tire on doing what you need to do for the next generation, because we're here because they did what they did.
That's true.
Anyways, she said, thinking of smiling when you're in depression is like having someone force feed you your favorite meal when you feel like vomiting.
You're like, I don't give a shit.
Like you have the flu and you're puking and puking and someone's like, here, eat. And you're like, this is what? I can't connect. Yeah. Most women who are depressed do have the capacity to lift their hand.
This is an amazing example. Like, let that sink in, folks. You might not have the ability to smile while you are depressed, right? But you have the ability to raise your hand. So that's where this is going.
Yeah. There's this concept where if you have forward motion, you can't be depressed. Depressed is shrinking back, being small, and feeling stuck. So plenty of times you can't, you know, there's reasons why you can't run, but if you can run and you're depressed, run.
Yeah.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Moving your body in certain ways, you can release that negative, yucky, downtrodden sensation. Like that feeling in your gut, in your heart, it can change with movement.
So there's
ways to get it gone.
Yeah.
Because we've done this together.
Yeah, we've done this.
Yeah.
We've done it.
And listen, I will never act like it is a light, simple solution to a small problem.
No.
It can be all encompassing.
Yeah.
And you can be a prisoner to your own thoughts. And sometimes you're not wrong. That's what I think trips people up.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm going to, thanks, lady, go for a run when my life is falling apart and my kids don't like me or my husband is this and that. None of that has to change for you to feel different inside your body.
If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow-up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at Nikki Sapsbo and @becoming_her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSpo.com.
Kat, you were literally there for me during Ruby's pregnancy when my mom had just died and my son was diagnosed with cancer and I was going through the motions of what led to my ultimate divorce while I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, no. How people ask how I survived all the time. You know, people ask me that a lot and I'm like, you know, this antidote to suffering is service, which I do believe, but like what can I do for myself? Is like, I worked with you. I stayed going to the gym. I went for a walk, even though I hate walking. Like, you know, I did little things that I could. I did prenatal yoga and shit like that, you know? And I cried a lot of the times while I was doing it.
Yes.
I'm like, I hate my fucking life right now. This is horrible. This is horrible. These circumstances are nuts.
Yeah.
But like doing that type of work, even though it was hard, Dr. Kat, like it was the game changer. And then continuing to have your support afterwards, right? Because you have a baby and then you're like, oh shit, I have a baby.
Right.
And I have two others.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So like, what do you do then? You still have to keep it moving. Like literally keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Have to.
So like you do, you say that during pregnancy, right? Where you have all of these feelings that can come up. And so you're like, lift your arm, babe, like lift your arm, reach out, go for a walk, move your body.
Yeah. There's even a set of specific movements for that act of releasing the trauma or the negativity out of your body. And then moves that you can do to bring your whole system into a state of happiness.
How?
Yeah. So the shaking off is a lot of what it sounds.
Did you just put your vagina down?
I put my vagina in between us.
Okay.
So it's there.
Okay.
You can start with a drum beat, just a plain, like traditional steady drum beat, and move your body from side to side. Yeah. You can start with your head, let your shoulders start to rock, let your arms sway.
Yeah.
Did your kids get into the Wiggles? That wasn't their generation, right?
Maybe it was my generation.
Oh,
I don't know.
My kids didn't. I don't remember.
Okay.
That concept of literally standing wiggling? And shaking and wiggling, letting your whole body flow.
Yeah.
It's not a 10-second thing. It's likely going to be a 4 or 5 minute situation.
Wow.
And then another simple thing you can do is just wipe it off of you.
Oh my gosh.
Like you can literally just, if you get out of a yucky conversation or situation.
I make the sound.
I love the sound.
I love the sound.
Vocalize.
I'm like,
It's off.
It's off.
It's gone. And declare it.
I get it out of my hair. I'm like, get out. Get out. Get out.
Yeah, you don't belong here. It's not mine. It's not you.
No.
It's not you. Yeah. None of what you went through defined you.
1,000.
And did you come out stronger?
1,000.
Yeah. So imagine the tragedy of you being stuck in that, of nobody meeting you and saying, Nikki, you are so much more than the disaster that is your circumstance right now.
I will fucking cry. Yeah. Like, how many times is this episode gonna bring me to tears? You know, I look at that past version of myself and I'm like, oh my gosh, she fucking made it. I'm like, she did it.
We did it,
you guys, we did it.
Can I share one of the things that we did together?
Of course.
Just a piece of it. I think it was the first time I met you, which is ballsy. I don't know why I went there, but we had you in like a semi hypnotic state go back to a Nikki who was suffering.
Oh yeah.
And do you remember you just held her?
Yeah.
You held her. You were future Nikki was who she needed.
Yeah.
And now that part of you that might have been triggered, which whatever, by a touch, by a conversation, by running into somebody you don't want to see, it doesn't have to spiral into that fear. And I think that Nikki was like hiding under something.
Oh my God,
I
remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
She's healed. And you can remember her and you can honor her, but you don't have to suffer again when you think of her.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. That was a game changer for me. And it's something that I think of a lot because as an alcoholic, Dr. Kat, I just because like God has blessed me every day so far with the gift of removing the obsession of alcohol from my life, that doesn't mean my desire to escape is gone. Okay. I still, when I feel emotional pain, I still want to run. I still want to escape. I like now, thankfully, I have healthier ways of doing that. I read novels, right? Like I read fiction books. I love fantasy. I love like murder mysteries, you know, like I might dive into something like that. I have a healthy relationship with working out. I have a healthy relationship with putting myself into my work. When I think about little Nikki and that moment that you taught me to hug myself, like my current and future self was like showing up for myself. It really came down to truly, wholly understanding that like nobody is better equipped to come save you than yourself.
Yeah.
Like I think the saying like nobody's coming to save you is a little bit harsh. But I do think that at the root of that, what we're taught, what we really mean is that, like, it's not that nobody's coming to save you. It's that you are the person who needs to save yourself ultimately. And not only is it you who needs to do it, you are the best person to do it.
The best. The most qualified.
You know, you're the most qualified. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're doing that for yourself. It's not like somebody's giving you this gift.
Right.
Like, you become right. self-sufficient yes. in your ability to thrive.
Yes. And how many people in your life would have been robbed from the gift that is you today?
Thank you. Thank
Countless.
You.
Countless. Not only you, but every single person that you interact with has benefited from you saving you.
But you know what, Kat? Is like, I think about this a lot and I appreciate what you're saying because I think about it with you. And I think that when a person is divinely aligned with what their life purpose is and yeah. what their gifts are, and they are using this as a service,
mm-hmm. yeah,
like you save people yeah. in ways that you can't even understand sometimes, ways that you never even know. Sometimes you don't even know you're saving them. Maybe you're touching people like across the country or the right. globe that are listening to this conversation and, you know, you saved them in some capacity. You know, you don't even know these people. Right. Like that's the beauty of like social media and the internet yeah. is like information can travel like, yep. and we can curate it to make it work for us instead of against us. You know, I'm so grateful that you use your gift to serve women and to give them the education. I think that like a lot of it has to do with like women just don't have enough information.
Right.
Women Absolutely. Don't know that they can advocate for themselves in these departments. Insurance often doesn't cover these things, right? And that's what really, that's so sad. That's right. so sad. And so what happens a lot of times, and we can touch on this and close with it probably, but like this should be accessible to everybody.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not. And so it's like, the wealthy women, the wealthy families have access to this, mm-hmm. have time for this, mm-hmm. right? What about the woman who has to get her ass back to work?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And for her to spend X amount of dollars on a session like this is right. is a huge hit right. for their family finances.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah, no, I feel that. I feel that. I will say the capacity to make a change is dramatically increased when you have resources, right?
Yeah.
So you want to start in a place that has the ability to make massive ripples. And so from what we're doing,
which is why we work together.
Right. 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 And we've only just begun. I mean, Painless Pregnancy is going to turn 8 this year.
Congrats.
Thanks.
That's yeah, big. It's a big Happy number, birthday. Right? Yeah. Happy birthday. Yeah. You got through the 7-year itch.
Yes, almost.
Some people don't.
Whew, 5 more months, yeah, and we'll be through it. So, yes, and once we are able to be in a place where we can emphasize to enough women who have the capacity to raise their hand and say, yeah, I'm going to put this hour a week, this much of my money, this much of my energy into my body, mm-hmm. you get enough of those women to say yes, and it spreads.
Yeah.
That's like where you wildfire. Start. Like wildfire.
Yes.
You start to see changes.
Yeah.
And so that's how you can change policy. And that's how you can change access is yeah. to go from that direction.
Well, Dr. Kat, it's been such a pleasure to host you again. I Thank loved you. Where this conversation went.
Yeah.
Like we covered a lot, but I'm like, I didn't like, I have all these notes and I was I like, I'm like, I can just talk to you. Like, I don't need notes. I can just talk to Dr. Kat. So
yes.
I'm so happy you're here. I yeah. love our working relationship and our friendship and our and everything that we're doing together. And I hope that so many women get to get ears on this conversation,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
because it is meaningful and it's important and the work is worth it. And it's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it.
Totally.
Thank you for yeah. being here.
Thank you for having
of
me.
Course.
It's an honor.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Her podcast. If you love this episode, share it with a friend who may need to hear what we spoke about today. And if you really love this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect from Becoming Her. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at Nikki Sapsbo and @becoming_her. For more information on all of the things, visit nikkispo.com. My hope for you today is that you are courageous and looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.